I love the idea of bees having a secret life, just like the one I was living. What other secrets have they got? I wanted to know. Well, for instance, every bee has its role to play. She went through the whole thing. The nest builders were the group that drew the comb. I told her the way they created hexagons, they must be the ones who could do math in their heads. And she smiled and said, yes, nest builders had true math aptitude. Field bees were the ones with good navigation skills and tireless hearts, going out to gather nectar and pollen. There was a group called mortician bees whose pitiful job it was to rake the dead bees out of the hive and keep everything on the clean side. Nurse bees, August said, had a gift for nurturing, and they fed all the baby bees. They were probably the self-sacrificing group, like the women at church socials who said, no, you take the chicken breast. I'm just fine with the neck and gizzard, really. The only males were the drones who sat around waiting to mate with the queen. And of course, August said, there's the queen and her attendants. She has attendants? Oh, yes, like ladies in waiting. They feed her, bathe her, keep her warm or cool, whatever's needed. You can see them always circled around her, fussing over her. I've seen them caress her. August returned her helmet to her head. I guess I'd want comfort, too, if I did nothing but lay eggs all day long, week in and week out. That's all she does? Lays eggs? I wasn't sure what I expected. It wasn't like she wore a crown and sat on a throne giving out royal orders. Egg-laying is the main thing, Lily. She's the mother of every bee in the hive, and they all depend on her to keep it going. I don't care what their job is, they know the queen is their mother. She's the mother of thousands. The mother of thousands. I put on my helmet as August lifted the lid. The way the bees poured out, rushing up all of a sudden in spirals of chaos and noise, caused me to jump. Don't move an inch, said August. Remember what I told you. Don't be scared. A bee flew straight at my forehead, collided with the net, and bumped against my skin. She's giving you a little warning, August said. When they bump your forehead, they're saying, I've got my eye on you, so be careful. Send them love and everything will be fine. I love you, I love you, I said in my head. I love you, I tried to say it 32 ways. August pulled out the brood frames, not even wearing her gloves. While she worked, the bees spun around us, gathering strength till they made soft wind on our faces. It reminded me of the way the bees had flown out of my bedroom walls, stranding me at the center of a bee whirlwind. I watched the different shadows on the ground. The funnel of bees. Me, still as a fence post. August bent over the hive, inspecting the frames, looking for wax buildup on the comb, the half-moon shape of her helmet bouncing along. The bees began to light on my shoulders the way birds sit on telephone wires. They sat along my arms, speckled the bee veil so I could scarcely see through it. I love you. I love you. They covered my body, filled the cuffs of my pants. My breath came faster, and something coiled around my chest and squeezed tighter and tighter until suddenly, like somebody had snapped off the panic switch, I felt myself go limp. My mind became unnaturally calm, as if part of me had lifted right up out of my body and was sitting on a tree limb watching the spectacle from a safe distance. The other part of me danced with the bees. I wasn't moving a lick, but in my mind I was spinning through the air with them. I had joined the bee conga line. I sort of forgot where I was. With my eyes closed, I slowly raised my arms, weaving them through the bees, until finally I stood with them stretched out from my sides in a dreamy place I'd never been before. My neck rolled back, and my mouth opened. I was floating somewhere. Somewhere that didn't rub too close against life. Like I'd chewed the bark from a toothache tree, and it had made me dizzy. Lost in the bees, I felt dropped into a field of enchanted clover that made me immune to everything.